This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
If it plays to the very last, you know that Claire has not arrived with the coffee.
Oh, is it her turn today?
It's always her turn, my love.
Oh, I thought it was my turn.
Well, it's your turn a little bit later in the show.
Oh, I get it.
It's thank you to, who was it with the six at six?
I can't remember. I wasn't listening. I only just got here.
Is that the problem with us, is that we just don't listen on radio? Well, anyway, you're with the G-Spot.
I am with the G-Spot.
On Joy.
Oh, look at this.
So now Claire has arrived with the coffee. Matthew, you might just have to hop out of that chair now, maybe take the other one. We've actually got a studio full at 5 past whatever time it is. No, it's not five past anything. It's 32 minutes.
Thank you, Andrew. Did you see that there? I gently placed my headphones.
Over the
slaves that we are.
So, you've got my... Aren't you lucky?
Happening?
Well, we've peaked too soon.
I'm confused.
Claire.
Yes, I can see that.
Because we've got the whole team in at 6.33 in the morning.
That's unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
3 minutes in.
We're all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, I see.
Bushy-tailed, not quite bright-eyed.
Oh, you look all right.
Do I?
Yeah.
Oh, that must have been the train journey. Woke me up.
It must have been.
I'm going to ask you this. On your train journey,
yes.
Do you get a lot of high vis on that train?
Yes, massive. That's, you got to wear sunglasses.
Let me ask you something else. Whilst you're on the train journey, do you hear a lot of alarms going off?
A couple. Yeah, I do, from like mobile phones.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, you do. What's that all about?
So what you're saying, they've forgotten to turn it off? Snooze?
No.
Oh, you've got a theory.
I reckon, because they get up so early, they don't want to fall asleep on the train. So they set the alarms.
So it buzzes them up.
Is well, this your theory?
But a lot of people wear headsets.
Keep me up at night, mate.
You've been worrying about that, Claire. You know, we've got to get you onto something important. Imagine the world problems that she could solve.
I know,
you know,
right?
What? I agree. Set an alarm for it.
Okay, anybody with high-vis who's listening, because there may be one or two.
Yes.
You don't know, Joy listeners. Have we got any high-vis listeners?
This could be a thing. High-vis could you
underwear?
Confirm or deny that this is that? Is just something I don't need to know about.
It what, your high-vis underwear? You and your high-vis underwear. I'm turning you off. Honestly.
God.
Rubbish is talking. 0427 Joy 949. Are you putting alarms on the train to make sure you don't miss your stop?
Yeah, because you get up so early.
Yeah.
You know, you're tired. I get it.
Well, I don't know. That's an advert not for a relationship. Music gets the best of me. So, you know, you take second place to music.
Sophie Ellis Bextor. Is it Bextor?
As opposed to what?
Oh, it was Baxter.
No. Bextor Ndidi.
Oh.
Her mother...
Why do you know this stuff?
I just think that... I think quite a few people know that
I thought people were saying it as a bit of a...
Oh, they're going Bextor, like she's terribly posh. So
yeah.
Her name's actually Baxter, but she says Bextor.
It's like the Queen says, thank you.
Or the crine.
The crown.
The crine.
I can't even say.
Hind. I think just when it's an H, when it's a O, you say hind. Hind.
Crown. What?
Crown. So if it's a crown,
crown
like
yeah.
If it's an
crown.
Owl sound,
uh-huh.
The royals turn it into an I. So crine. The crine.
The crine. What'd they do that for?
It's
are they trying to be different to the rest
exactly.
of us?
Exactly. Well, it's supposed to be the Queen's English. The Queen's English is queer.
Pants.
Whoa.
Blimey, O'Reilly.
If you're not awake now, I don't know. You must be dead, probably.
Mm. We have a public announcement.
Oh, go for
Jillian.
It. I like it. You are all over it at the moment, Claire.
I know.
How long that's going to be?
Oh, not long, don't worry. Okay, normal service will be resumed as soon as possible.
Minor delays, yes, carry
on. However, there is a minor delay. There's an alarm in the city loop as you're coming into Flinders Street Station. Not walking, on the train.
Okay, what do we make of that?
I don't know, maybe someone's on the track or something, but just be careful, just get off at Richmond.
Get off at Richmond?
Yeah, if you're in a hurry, you've got to get to work.
I see.
Get off at Richmond and don't go through the city loop.
Okay, that's great advice from you.
And thanks, Andy, very kind of you to tell us that information. That would be a nightmare stuck on the train, though. A work colleague of mine was stuck on the train for 2 hours. Count them.
Seriously?
2 hours. Yeah.
Well, was he in a tunnel or was she in a tunnel?
She was not in a tunnel, but there was... Oh, you know when we had that storm?
Yes.
Right, so it all goes for culture when the storm comes. But there was aircon, which is good because it was still 30 degrees.
Oh, no.
But her phone had run out of battery.
Oh.
And because she was reading a book on, the phone. And for 2 hours, all she could do was stare at the window.
Oh, no.
Back to the olden days.
Wow, we had to make our own fun.
Yeah, have to think it all up in your head. Phone had run out, didn't have a laptop, didn't have a book.
No, they could have started singing Roll Out the Barrel.
I think they could have done some kind of group therapy or some kind of group activity.
Yeah, he could have.
2 hours.
Missed an opportunity there. She's following a bit of a theme, wasn't she? Because her dad, Billy Ray Cyrus, he had Don't Break My Heart, My Aching Heart.
Oh, don't start with that. We'll never get it out of our heads.
Don't break my heart, my achy, breaky heart. He had a male heart, didn't he? Because he said, I don't think he would understand. I think I'm right on the lyrics, which probably means I'm not.
I just think I don't understand. Oh, I don't know.
There we go. That was Miley, anyway, with Mark Ronson, Hitmaker. Miley, we have in the notes here, she was same-sex attracted for a while, maybe again. Now married, apparently, to Liam Hemsworth, which was new to me. I hadn't seen the pictures in OK.
I think they
anything.
Released a... In OK, you know what? OK doesn't do anything. No, it's Hello. Hello is the Royal magazine now.
Hello!
They might as well just call it Royal.
Royal magazine, is that all they're interested
all
in?
Because my hairdresser has them all.
Oh, cool.
Freighted over from Britain.
Seriously?
And every single one has a picture of a royal. Normally it's Kate or...
Meghan?
Yeah, thanks. On there.
Right, okay.
Like, why don't you just call it Royalist?
Royalist magazine. It doesn't... Hello is better.
Hello is better, yeah. Okay is even better.
It is. Very interesting news at 16 minutes past 7. You're with the G-Spot on Joy. We are also on Facebook Live if you want to hop on there and see how we do it, because it must be quite amazing for people.
Fascinating.
Obviously, like,
I'm not even on, see? Fascinating.
If you want to see behind the scenes as to why we are so amazing on air, you really get a good feel for it if you watch us.
It's like you're in the studio.
It is, and that's a pretty... difficult place to be at times.
It is.
We've got a giveaway.
Yes. Maria Callas.
We're not giving her away.
No, that would be weird.
It would.
It's a pass.
Yeah, come on.
To a film.
Good. You're doing the action.
I know. Which reveals the essence of an extraordinary woman.
Yes.
Who rose from humble beginnings in New York City to become one of the greatest artists of all time.
That's a big claim, isn't it?
So Gillian was telling me when the song was on,
yeah,
that she was what did you call her? Dumpy.
Yes. Well, yes. They weren't my words.
Oh, they were.
Were they? Oh,
I think if we rewind this back.
Well, what I'm saying
is
the thing about Maria Callas is she was an amazing singer, and she was a bit sort of she wasn't svelte and. She had a few spots and things and had the mickey taken out of her by the public. And so she transformed herself. And you've just been reading up. And I said,
once a pudgy.
I didn't say that.
No,
somebody else has said that.
Someone else is saying this. She became quite glam after losing weight because she ate a tapeworm. I love this sentence. That's got on purpose. Tapeworms, which live inside the intestine and eat food before you digest it, can cause weight loss. See, here's the thing. The words can cause weight loss. Yeah. I would want, if I'm eating a tapeworm,
you
wanna
know.
I want weight loss.
Yeah, that's it. Don't say, if I eat this, will I definitely lose weight? But you can.
You might. But guess what?
What?
Experts strongly recommend against this practice. Oh, my God.
Now, I don't know if that is one of those, like it was a rumour that she'd eaten a tapeworm, but I have heard it so many times before. I've seen a play about it, so...
Oh, must be true.
Must
be
true.
Seen a play about it.
But she certainly did transform herself. She was also in love with... Onassis, you know, the richest man in the
really?
World.
Until Jackie got him.
And that's right. And then actually, if you look at what Maria Callas became in terms of her looks, a little bit Jackie-o-esque, actually. So she always had a hang-up about the way that she looked, which was terribly tragic. An absolutely amazing singer. Shouldn't have mattered what she looked like.
Well, Gillian, I'm sorry to... break this to you, but this is the society we're living in. that it actually does matter. I have never seen a picture of her.
And now you've seen lots.
Oh,
there
yeah,
you go.
She does look a bit Jackie O.
Yes, incredibly glamorous.
With those eyebrows. Oh, there she is there.
Pre-tapeworm.
Quite a larger lady.
Yes.
Look at that.
I know, amazing. So... anyway, I reckon this film's going to be
bonza. Maybe she just lost a lot of weight, in part through sheer hard work, and she didn't swallow a bloody tapeworm.
Well, what I think, though, if you swallow a tapeworm, all right, and it's eating all your food before you're getting to it, surely it's getting fat. And if it's getting fat inside you, aren't you getting fat, you know, on the outside of it?
Yes. You know who I reckon
science.
Could play Maria?
Who's that?
Kate Bush. Look at that photo.
Oh.
Terrible for radio. Sorry, everyone. Talk amongst yourselves while we do this.
Yeah. You're
she
so
could.
Right.
She could, couldn't she?
Kate Bush for Maria Callas. And she's a soprano. Well, she was, Kate. Her voice has dropped a little bit.
Anyway, we don't know yet how this prize is going to be given away.
No, we don't.
But what we do know is we have to thank Cinema Nova.
Well done. You've done it. Gosh, I'm ticking them off this morning. Tick, tick, tick.
In the shell, the water's fine. Don't want to leave the old behind. If it's not now, give it time. Everybody has to cross the line. Thoughts and prayers are not enough.
Claire,
yes.
It's 23 minutes past seven, and there's this big phenomenon that's been happening.
Oh, yeah.
Pub sing-alongs. All right, obviously they've been happening for centuries.
Quite some time.
But this is a special kind, right? And it's
right.
been set up by this woman called Astrid Jorgensen, and she believes that given the chance, everyone can sing and enjoy it. But can other people enjoy
you singing?
Right. I don't know. Anyway, she's not worried about that. The more enjoyable it becomes, the more people that do it. It's very well documented that singing is good for you. Blah, 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 blah. Singing, especially singing with a crowd, can do so much for emotional well-being and your sense of connecting with others. 2 years ago, she's a Brisbane music teacher. She and some friends organised a mass sing-along in a local pub with punters paying $5 a head for a chance to belt out some popular hits together. They called it Pub Choir. Have you heard of it?
No, never. Where is this, Queensland?
Well, it started there.
Right.
And since then, the concept has snowballed. They just want people to come along and feel part of it. So Pub Choir is the opportunity to let the inhibitions go and enjoy the feeling that singing brings. In the past 2 years, organisers have held 100 Pub Choir events across Australia, from Darwin to Adelaide and Toowoomba. In Queensland.
Toowoomba,
well, that's
mate.
Not everywhere, is it?
Not really.
No, the lyrics are projected on a screen, so it's like...
It's karaoke.
All right.
Look, I'm you know, this is not blowing me away,
it's
I have
not
to
really.
Say.
Okay, how about this? An MC and guitarist coach the crowd in how to sing three-part harmony. And off they go, belting out the songs like I Want It That Way by the Backstreet Boys. Zombie by the Cranberries.
I want it that way.
But Zombie, you'd like to sing Zombie, wouldn't you? Three-part harmony with Zombie.
Three-part harmony with zombie. Yeah, I could. Yeah, I don't know. It's not really kind of floating my boat, though. You'd do it.
I probably would.
Yeah.
I should want to do it as a solo, though. That's the thing. Can you everybody just shut up?
Yeah, you wouldn't want to be. You'd actually take over, I reckon.
I probably would anyway. Like, she's quit her job.
To do this?
Yeah. To run pub choir full time and her crew of six, including video people and photographers, to give people a memento. Oh, she turned it into a right commercial venture now. It's coming to Melbourne, Claire. I can tell you're rushing.
Get me a ticket.
For the second time for two gigs on March the 4th and 6th at the Corner Hotel.
In Richmond?
Yeah. Tickets to both events at the Corner. Oh, you don't have to worry.
Okay. Whew, thank God for that, because I was panicking for a bit there.
Because they've sold out. The capacity is 800 and they've sold out on two nights.
No.
You say no.
What capacity? Where is the capacity 800 at the Corner?
Well, I suppose if you jam them in.
If you jam them in both upstairs and downstairs, but then that's hard to coordinate.
Well, you can't hear them upstairs
if
you're downstairs.
Choir over two floors.
You're also, if you're singing harmony, you've got to stick your finger in your ear, haven't you? Because you've got to do that. You sing that. Guy Sebastian sticks his finger in
his
ear.
Does he?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why doesn't he just wear one of those pieces in one ear?
Oh, he does, but then you still have to press it.
What's wrong with him?
Guy Sebastian, that's a question I haven't got time to answer. It's 22 minutes past 8 here on the G-Spot. And it's not just thrown together, is it, Claire?
No, gosh, no.
We actually do.
A lot of thought goes into this.
And what we were thinking, because
there's a lot of thought that goes into it.
Exactly. Is that we've got a double pass to give away. As if you've been listening.
Is it a double, Gillian?
It's always a double, darling. We don't make anybody go anywhere on their own.
Yes, but it's the cinema. You can go to the cinema on your own. There are certain things in life you can do on your own.
Okay.
The cinema is one of them.
Okay, touching yourself. Something best done by yourself. Sorry, it's breakfast, isn't it? I've thrown you off. Sorry, God. Claire. Carry on. I was just thinking.
All right, well, don't. Just read that out.
Okay, so it's a double pass to see...
We think.
Maria by Callas, which is an intimate look at the life and work of Greek-American opera singer Maria Callas. And she became the most influential soprano of the 20th century, according to this, right? Mm-hmm. So it's all about her and the essence of an extraordinary woman who rose from humble beginnings in New York City to become one of the greatest artists of all time. I sound like I'm doing a party political world cast.
Why are you talking so fast?
Exactly. Anyway, it's on. It opens on February 7th. It's exclusive to Cinema Nova Carlton, to which we're very thankful to the Cinema Nova in Carlton.
Yes.
So what we want to know, obviously you need to be a member, not have won anything in...
7 days.
I love it. You have so nailed that one. And what we want to know from you is, who do you think was the most influential soprano of the 20th century? You know, forget Maria Callas, because, you know, there's lots of other singers.
Okay, so I think the most influential soprano was Tony.
Tony Soprano.
What is a soprano?
Soprano, well, it's all these sort of different tones of voice. So you're a soprano, you've got a very high range.
Hang on, so can you talk me through the ranges?
So you got soprano.
And then that's the highest.
Yes, so then you've got alto.
Right.
Or mezzo soprano, which is... bit of a soprano, which is a bit lower, and then you've got alto, and then you go into the blokes generally.
Yeah.
Some boys can sing alto, particularly if they've been knackered. It's called castrati. They don't do it anymore. They did it centuries past.
That's right.
Yeah. And so they sang up here. And then there's a tenor, which is a bit lower, and then there's a bass, baritone.
So could a soprano break glass?
I don't know if that's true.
Is that just a thing?
It's just, they say it's so high that it's breaking glass.
Right, okay.
Okay.
Like really thin glass.
Thin glass that if you sang really high and you fell onto it at the same time, it would probably break.
Okay, cool. All right, so what do we want to know?
We want people to nominate their favourite female singer of the 20th century. Shall I just say that?
What's the 20th century, though? Because we're in the 21st now.
Yeah, but we're going back. We're going way back. To Maria Callas' time, or at least before the year 2000. Is this clear enough? Am I making it too hard?
I'm not sure.
Or are you making it too hard?
I think I'm making it too hard.
Your favourite bloody female singer of the 20th century.
Okay.
Oh,
I'm sounding a bit grumpy now. She is. 0427 Joy 949. It's very simple.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to nominate that for the new Traffic song, Love Traffic.
I'll second that nomination.
But we won't have it. Right, that's enough of that now, isn't it? Because it makes me feel like we're doing the traffic, which we're not.
We're not. We're just not doing it. What we're asking you for is your favourite female soprano. No, female singer. Influence. Oh.
Yeah, it's sort of just running away from us, isn't it? It's the most.
We get it. Yep. Right.
The most influential female singer of the 20th century, or your favourite one, really?
I'll give you some answers that we've already had. Okay, maybe this will get the creative juices flowing.
Yeah, go for it.
Kate Bush.
Wow. Shall I just say yes to that one?
No, of course not. Don't be ridiculous.
Kate Bush, see? She might be your favourite soprano of the 20th century.
Patti Smith.
Patti Smith, not a soprano, but doesn't need to be, does it? No. Most influential. No, Patti Smith's a good answer.
Yeah, it's a good answer. George Michael.
Not a good answer.
No. Pink.
Yeah. Oh, was she around in the 20th century?
But is she influential? I suppose she's a good role model for young girls. Yeah. And what about Joan Sutherland, says Mike?
What about her? She was big in the 20th century, wasn't
was
she?
What did she sing?
She sang opera. She was an opera singer.
Oh, was she?
Yeah.
Isn't there a dessert named after her?
No, that's...
Who's that?
Well, there's Dame Nellie Melba.
Oh, the peach Melba, yeah. You couldn't have the Sutherland cobbler, could you?
I think it could become a thing, though, really seriously.
Actually, that could be our question. What would Joan Sutherland, let's name food substance after her.
Okay, why not? It's 40 minutes to 8. Anything could happen.
Wow, it's going.
Why don't you go? Don't wait for them to go.
No.
Just, that's it.
You make the first move.
Yeah. A bit passive aggressive. If you don't want me anymore, you go.
Yeah. Hang on, what?
Well, that's what they're saying. If you don't want me anymore, just go. He wants to keep the house. I think that's what it is. Because if you leave, you lose the house. So
I think that's
you go.
That's a ridiculous situation he's got himself into.
I agree.
Take control.
When I say he, it's Years and Years is the name of the group. I don't know what his name is.
That was a bloke singing, though, right?
Oh, could have been a they. Don't make assumptions, Claire.
Sorry, could have been a soprano.
Ah, very good, because we're giving away a pass to Maria Michalis, that movie at the Nova in Carlton, and we want to know, she was incredibly influential soprano of the 20th century. Who's your most influential singer, female, of the 20th century?
Excellently said. So we have Patti Smith, Kate Bush, Pink.
George Michael said someone.
George Michael, but, you know, we can't pay that.
No,
ooh.
Sorry.
Ooh. Would be Cass Ellen. Remember Mama Cass?
Oh, how could I forget?
Tim says Mama Cass.
Great. Good suggestion.
Edith Piaf.
Oh.
Is that right?
Yeah, you said it well. Was that by mistake?
Let's think of rice.
Oh, like pilaf. But it's Piaf.
Oh, that's pilaf, not Piaf.
Have you been asking for PF rice all these years?
I don't know.
Wouldn't surprise me.
I don't know.
Who else? Go for this one.
Sebastian says Cecilia.
Cecilia, we call
her. Cecilia.
Bartoli, I know.
Oh, well, I was going to go Bartoli.
Yeah, but I listen to Classic FM sometimes. Yeah. You wouldn't know it to look at me.
No, you would not. And again, Joan Sutherland, who we're looking at naming a dessert after.
If you just joined us, Claire did ask Joan Sutherland, didn't they name a dessert after her? I said, no, it was her sister, Dame Melba.
It was a Sutherland crumble.
Sutherland crumble? No, I like the sound of that. I definitely have one.
I would order that. If I saw that on the menu, would order Sutherland crumble.
What sort of fruit do you think would be in there?
Sutherland.
Not peach, because once again, that was Dame Nellie.
No, we can't have
Nelly.
Peaches. We're done with peaches. Let's go with plum.
Oh, plum crumble. Well, I think you need to let go, darling. At 8 minutes past...
Let it go and move on. We have.
Yeah, we have. What were we even talking about? 8 minutes past eight here on Joy and everywhere else. It's Gillian and it's Claire and it's the G-Spot.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Housekeeping.
Housekeeping.
Let's talk about this article that we've seen in a reputable newspaper. There's going to be a statue. No, there's not going to be. It's not a given. It's not a foregone conclusion.
Isn't it?
Yet,
it's not a set in stone. Oh, yes.
Of Margaret Thatcher. Wow. Could be approved.
Right.
In her hometown next week.
Right. What does it depend upon?
Well, it depends upon the council voting for it.
Ah.
So there are plans to, $552,000 memorial to the former British Prime Minister. Mm-hmm. Despite concerns, it is highly likely going to be a target for vandals.
Well, that's a given.
Yes.
That's a given.
But here's what I find a little bit more interesting about this story.
Right.
Is that the Lincolnshire Council think it's going to boost tourism.
People are going to travel to see a statue of Margaret Thatcher. Maybe they're going to go
in
and see how it's been defaced more. They're kind of interesting to go there. One of the things like Jim Morrison's grave or something, they're going to there and put a joint in her mouth or something.
But Jim Morrison's grave's in Paris.
Yeah. Yes, this is in...
Lincolnshire. Mm, I just want to say that again.
Yeah.
For those playing at home. Lincolnshire.
It's not a place that you sort of rush to. It's not on your tourism list. Well, maybe that's why they're thinking if we put Maggie there, that people will go. I don't know if it's going to be. It's not a place that you have a pilgrimage to Maggie Thatcher's. And what era of her life or what mood do you think she'll be in? You know, will it be her being, you know, in her war room or her conciliatory?
No, but she's going to be standing up. She's not going to be sitting down. Mm-hmm. It's a statue. It's not her in a, you know, sitting behind a desk.
Oh.
She'll have a handbag.
Oh, she always had the handbag.
She'll have the hair.
She always had the hair.
Her hair was quite superb when you
think
about
maybe
it.
She had hair. What did she have in her handbag? She had hairspray.
Well, as you said earlier, maybe her conscience too.
She kept it close, but not too close. Yeah. No, I'll just have a look in the... No, I'm shutting the bag on that. Well, keep them coming. We've got lots
whatever.
Of messages.
Just keep it coming.
From you. I like to say, you know, what we want from you, but you'll just give us what you want anyway. Yeah. 0427 Joy 949. But loosely, we're giving away a double pass to a film about Maria Callas, who was an influential soprano.
The most influential soprano of the 20th century. Interestingly, here in this little blurb about her, no mention of the tapeworm. So I don't think it happened.
You don't think the tapeworm happened?
I think Maria Callas doesn't strike me from the photos I've seen of her this morning. She doesn't strike me as a type of person.
Woman, yes.
Who would swallow a tapeworm to lose weight.
Who would strike you as that sort of person? Anybody married at first sight?
Before I go.
Yes, it's Guy Sebastian. We know. 17 minutes past eight, you are with the G-Spot on Joy.
Yes, well done. Congratulations if you are.
Is there a prize just for being with us? There should be. There really should be. You deserve a prize.
Well, what? Yes.
Talking about Dorset, I cannot remember why. Dorset is a county in England. And where is it?
It's
in England.
Why were we talking about... Oh,
I have no idea.
Because... Oh, God. Never mind. That was a kind of conversation between ourselves.
Yeah, but there is nothing that we hide from our
All
audience.
Right, so what I was saying to Gillian in the break,
yes,
was the paper does the vox pops, yeah.
Yes, they do.
And it asks the general public what they think of things. In this particular case, it was a taser-like. Is it jigger?
Jigger, yeah. It's the use of taser-like jigger devices on racehorses crawl.
Yes.
This is where we were. I hope you're still with us in this conversation.
So,
I wish I hadn't brought it up.
Oh, God, so do I, because I've got to try and explain it. So then I looked to see who'd answered said question.
Yeah.
And good old Penny is here. And, you know, Penny's from Dorset in the UK. So my thing was, Penny's on holiday, minding her own.
And somebody comes up to her and says, what do you think of jiggers on racehorses?
Yeah. And look, Penny's thrilled. She's got a face.
She's not thrilled with the jiggers.
No.
She's thrilled to be in Melbourne.
No one's thrilled. Actually, no one is thrilled with that. The Vox Pop says a big NO to that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But it got Claire thinking that Dorset is probably a nice place to go.
Mm.
And we couldn't remember where it was, so we looked it up and guys helped us. And
Guy Stansvig has helped us, so that's all good. But anyway, I want to get back to desserts.
Oh, okay. Forget Dorset. Put it out of your mind, listeners. Right. We don't want to confuse you.
So, La Sputenda.
What? Try that again, darling.
Oh, La Stupenda.
There, brilliant, brilliant.
Okay, so La Stupenda is, at the moment, a special passion fruit and white chocolate dessert. Okay.
Right.
But before the dessert came along, La Stupenda was the ultimate honor bestowed by the Italians on the young Joan Sutherland. So, she does have a dessert.
Ah, we didn't think that Joan Sutherland had a dessert named after her, but she does kind of. She was called La Stupenda, and La Stupenda has become a dessert.
Yes, it's a passion fruit and white chocolate dessert. I mean, what a winning combo for Joan.
I do like...
Better than your plum crumble, mate.
Oh, I don't know about that. I'd bloody go with my tin plum crumble over that. Bit of tapeworm thrown in. Reason we talk about tapeworm is Maria Callas. She is our giveaway today, not the woman or the
tapeworm,
but a film in her honour, which is all about her, and it is a really incredible, fascinating life. And you'll actually get to hear her singing.
Is it a documentary or a film?
I think it's a documentary. We really should know. Oh, I'm writing all over it. Here it is. It is showcasing her most important arias in their entirety. So it's a doco, and it actually shows her singing.
Right. Okay. Because there's no. Doesn't say starring
somebody else.
What's that lady's name who plays all the singers? The Australian lady.
What's
that lady you like?
Who plays all the singers?
She's moved to Paris.
Oh, Tina Arena.
Yeah, Tina Arena. No, Tina could play her.
She could. She could because she's Greek.
Yeah, totally.
And Maria Callas was Greek.
I think that's
She might stop at having to eat a tapeworm, though.
Well, you know, Tina, she is an artist.
Method actress, actor.
I think that's the next gig for Tina.
Is it Maria Callas? Yeah. Okay, well...
Tina.
Next time I'm speaking to Tina, I'll...
let her know. That's what I think.
I'll drop it into her ear.
I think she should do that.
We're giving away double pass to this, and all we want to know is who you reckon the most influential singer of the... Female of the 20th century was... have we had any more entries?
Not really, darling. We seem to have gone a bit off-piste here. I've got a message from someone who says...
Help!
Maggie Thatcher came from Grantham.
Right.
So did Sir Isaac Newton.
Cool.
And he defied gravity.
No, he identified it. He identified it, darling.
He identified... I can't continue.
Nobody knew what made an apple fall off a tree.
No one knew what was going on. He identified gravity.
That's right.
Do what you want with this, says this person. Well, I will. I will do what I want with it. I think Maggie Thatcher's hair defied gravity. Put a song on, Gillian.
I'll put a song on. I'm sorry, listeners. If you don't know what's going on, I can't help you.
No, girls, it's 15 degrees now.
Is it really? That's quite a cold start, isn't it?
It is. It is a cold start. So what would you like me to do now? I've got your coffee. I've got your croissant. Do you want me to vacuum or...
That would be a bit loud. I don't think you would mind.
That's a sensible thing to do right at this moment.
My legs need rubbing.
Okay, I'll go and get some cream.
If you've seen The Favourite, you...
Yes, I did. I saw it.
So we can continue this conversation that we stopped short with last week.
All right, because you haven't seen it.
So now you've seen it.
Yes.
Okay, see, wasn't it odd?
No, well, hang on, Dars. I'm coming halfway through your critique.
Right.
Both of you. So please, what were you were disagreeing on the critique of The Favourite.
I just said it was unusual and I was lost... In translation.
Okay.
You don't think you got it? Was there a part of the plot that you went, oh...
Well, I just thought, really, how much of it really is...
The truth.
...and accurate? Because no one was around to give us... No one's around today to tell us exactly what went on, so a lot of it's made up for visual entertainment.
Yeah. So that is the case.
I don't understand what your problem is with that, though.
Oh, no, I don't have a problem with
it. They didn't go, you know, this is a real-life depiction of Queen Anne.
No, but in my mind it was.
You see, if it's on big screen, that's your mistake, isn't it? Yeah, you're putting a little bit too much faith.
Maybe Andrew had a glass of wine in the epic wine states when he was watching it. And that's why he got a bit confused.
Yeah. I want to see that movie, what's his name, Breaks the Internet. I haven't seen that yet.
Was it Ralph Breaks the Internet?
Ralph Breaks the Internet.
Yeah, that'll be true, darling.
I want to go and see
that'll
that.
That'll be much more true to life, absolutely.
That would be real.
Hmm. Off you go then, off you pop.
Oh, okay, bye.
If you can catch the early show now, if you go now.
Don't lie, I know you've been thinking it.
Yes, at 18 minutes to 9, Claire.
Oh, put me on.
Well, darling, moved around.
I've swapped seats, you see.
I have.
This is what's happened.
Is this just to try and make sure that I'm on my tippy toes? Okay. Well, I am.
Well, I know. I can see that, Gillian.
What are we talking about? Is that too difficult a question
I think it's
to
too
answer?
Difficult a
okay,
question,
let's
though.
Not worry about that.
But, you
that.
Know, we've given away the prize. That's good. Thanks for all your contributions.
We've talked about Margaret Thatcher's statue that they can't decide whether to put up in her hometown in Lincolnshire, thinking it might get defaced.
But then the one of the suggestions put forward was to have it on a really high
plinth, like Nelson or something. So it actually be really difficult to get up there and bash her or nick her handbag or whatever you're going to do.
I wonder if you could surround it with invisible, what's that stuff that they're doing with the horses? And any time you touched it or went to do something to it...
Oh, you got a shock.
You got a shock.
I think that's what would have happened because of her hair, right? You got so much static with Margaret Thatcher's hair. Any time you touched it, you probably did.
Yeah, you probably did.
Yeah.
I think that just happened anyway.
Yeah.
Everyone got a bit of a shock.
When I looked at her, I got a shock. So that was interesting. What else did we talk about? Oh, Joan Sutherland. Crumble.
Yeah, but she's got a white chocolate and passion fruit tart or something named after as well. You know what's kind of on my mind at the moment?
What's
that? And it's bothering me because I think it's a nothing.
Okay.
I think it's a beat up
by
the press.
All right.
This whole Kate and Megan feud.
You think that it's rubbish? I would say it's probably rubbish. What are they supposedly fighting over, darling?
Well, that's the thing.
Oh.
Like, it's a lot of nothing. There's a lot of press.
There's no substance.
There's no substance to this story whatsoever.
What they're feuding over.
Apparently it's taken over Brexit.
Well, they need something to take their minds off Brexit, really. I mean, honestly, it's pretty grim.
It is pretty grim. So maybe Theresa's behind this.
She's
like, you know, I thought she was behind the drones in Heathrow as well, in Gatwick.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, let's get the public.
Yeah, what
mind.
Else? Look over there. Ah, Megan and Kate are feuding. Yeah. Don't worry about this little...
I've got this.
Yeah, look at them. Yeah. Megan and Kate. That's what you want to be worried about. That breaks us nothing compared to them.
This is a disaster for the country.
Paces. Look at the Margaret Thatcher thing in Lincolnshire. Go on, look at that. That's a disaster. Mm. Don't look at Brexit.
Yeah, I think she's behind it all.
Very clever.
I'm glad we solved that.
Well, when that one plays, I'd say it's definitely time to get up.
Is that Soprano, would you say?
At least Soprano. It might even be
one name.
Coliatura, I think it's called. It's even higher than Soprano, but don't quote me on it.
Would never dream of it. I've got to the bottom of this feud.
Between Megan or Megan.
Yeah, and Kate.
And Kate. Is it Megan or is it Megan?
I don't really care.
Great.
So... What's happening, Gillian, is it's not these two feuding.
It's not?
No, it's their fans.
Ah.
This is what's...
This
is what's dividing Britain.
Is it? Gosh, that's big, isn't it? Not Brexit.
So what... Some of the Twitter and social media comments are not very nice.
Oh, don't say that.
One of them has said, look, this is one of the more civilised posts. We do not, in capital letters, want a modernised royal family. We just want you to be gone.
Oh.
And they've called it Megxit.
Oh.
That's definitely Theresa.
That's great.
Comprehende. Go back to LA or Canada, wherever the hell you came from.
They don't care whether she's called Megan or Megan or whether she's Canadian or American.
So Megxit is a thing, Gillian.
Megxit. Yeah. So she's just jumped the shark. Is that the expression for the royal family? So people have just gone, right, that is absolutely enough royal family. Yeah. Or they just want to get rid of her. Don't want to get rid of all of the royals.
Well, I think they kind of... Kate's getting a bit of a, you know, a kind of seeing too as well here.
Oh, is she?
Yes, from the Megan fans. So it's got nothing to do with these two women who are probably like besties.
They probably love each other.
Yeah, it's just people.
People. That's your bugbear, isn't it? You just
not
can't...
Not a fan. Not people. A fan.
Sorry about that. Try some of this.
Okay.
Bite my tongue.
Oh. Me or these people?
I was thinking about you.
Baby, I know you won't sympathize with me. Your lips can erase what you don't see.
When the light is... Good on you, Sam. Biting his tongue. Now, did you know, Claire?
Yes.
That,
no.
Well, you don't know if I don't tell you, do you? A Manus Island detainee last night won the prestigious $100,000 Victorian Prize for Literature.
Right.
So we're still in a Manus prison. Yeah. Kurdish journalist and poet.
Oh, sorry. Yep.
Yeah, he's still in Manus Island prison. And he won the award for his first-hand account of life as a detainee. His book, No Friend But the Mountains, Writing from Manus Prison, also won the $25,000 prize for non-fiction at last night's Victorian Premier's Literary Awards. Wow. So he says, he's told the Herald Sun from Manus Island that the award was a victory for literature, for resistance and humanity. But, he added, I don't want to celebrate this achievement while I still see many innocent people suffering around me.
So, when you use the term prison...
Yeah.
Is it an actual prison?
Well, is it or isn't it? I mean, well, it is in effect.
Oh, because they're seeking... he's seeking asylum.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, then he's in that hideous place. Yeah. That awful place. So, yes, it is a prison.
So, it's wonderful. He is getting... he's getting recognised, you know...
I don't understand how that works.
No.
How hypocritical.
I know. Because he's won the Victorian Premier's Literary Awards as well. But he's still there.
What kind of topsy-turvy world are we living in?
I absolutely do not know.
I don't know what to say to that, Gillian.
I think we'll just say goodbye.
We'll say goodbye. We'll see you next week. Well, we'll see you.
No, but you might see us if we are on Facebook Live.
You never know.
Thank you for helping us through, listeners.
Yes,
it's been a bit tricky, hasn't it? We've had a few curly ones this week.
We lost the plot a couple of times, and for that, we don't say sorry.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.